New Mexico's infant mortality rate fell from 6.9 infant deaths per 1,000 births in 2012 to 5.4 in 2013. That might sound like a big drop, but that's because 2012's numbers were abnormally high. Camille Clifford is an epidemiologist at the New Mexico Health Department. She says a spike in substance abuse, along with a rise in chronic health conditions among pregnant women that year, could help explain the high infant death rate.
Substance abuse and alcohol abuse, we kind of measure that together, and there was a significant increase in 2012 that seemed to be a factor in the increased mortality.
Researchers from the State Vital Records and Health Statistics Bureau say things seem to have evened out. Figures from 2013 are right at the long-term average for New Mexico, with around 140 infant deaths per year. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.